What else have you been working on besides the Rachmaninoff? You never strike me as somebody who's going to sit around and twiddle your thumbs for very long.
Now, like solo-wise or?
Solo-wise and maybe some other things. I know you like soccer and you like skiing and things like that.
Well, solo-wise, I learned Beethoven's Waldstein Sonata. I'm learning Schumann's Carnival. I finished up the Chopin Etudes, Opus 10, number 12. I learned a couple of Schubert impromptus.
Wow. Busy.
Yeah.
My brain can't even hold all the titles, and you've got all the pieces in there. That's amazing. You said last time we talked that learning a piece of music and memorizing it really isn't too tough for you.
It just comes naturally. Learning and memorizing it just comes naturally to me.
What kinds of things are you looking forward to getting into and learning that you haven't tried yet?
Well, I'm going to be learning a Ravel concerto and a Mozart concerto, like for next season or something. And sometime I also wanted to learn a Liszt concerto.
Liszt's music is another guy who really makes you work a little bit and stretch a little bit. Are you finding or have you even worked on any of Liszt's music yet?
I played Liszt's second ballade, and that had a lot of egregious and fast passages. Mm-hmm. But Liszt really is... He was a deep composer. It's beautiful music, and it goes beyond the technical aspect a lot into much deeper feeling than you usually experience.
I know a lot of people considered Liszt nothing more than kind of like a Paganini of the piano, where most of it was just flash and it was nothing but pyrotechnics. But you say there's a lot of depth in what he wrote.
I think so, yeah. Even from the Liszt second ballade that I learned, some of the passages were so beautiful. It was really incredible.